Yevatovia. These are two people, name of Adin. Kreve the Orva. They were relatives of the guarantee of the Orva. Means when a person lends money, if Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon, sometimes Shimon the Malva says, well, only do it if you give me a guarantee, give me an Orv, give me somebody that will guarantee to pay back. So now, these two Adim coming to Bezin are saying that true, we saw the way Reuven gave over $1,000, but they are craving to the Orv. So, have the Sovra Papa, Papa thought to say, have the Sovra Papa and Amar, where Papa first thought to say, listen, Gabi Leivel Malva Rechikinimu. So the actual people that say, they're saying that this Reuven now lent $1,000. So you, Shimon, you owe back to Reuven $1,000. To Reuven and Shimon, they're the chaykim, they're not relatives. So these two Adams are kosher. Or Malay Rafu, the brother of Yeshua, the Rapop, he said back to Rapop, no. He left Lena Leva. True, these two Adams are saying now that Shimon owes $1,000. But what's going to be if Shimon does not have the $1,000? He himself cannot pay. La the bossa over ozel malva, isn't the malva going to go straight to the guarantee to get money from him? So it comes out that who's making Yehuda pay? These two Adim. These two Adim are crazy, my relatives of Yehuda. Therefore, this is a shiloh which pertains to Yehuda, to the Orev. Therefore, these Adim are psulim. Even though to the Lev himself, to Shimon, they were chaykim, but since this case will eventually come to the Yehuda, it could come to the Orev, therefore they consider Krevim Zepsilim. Now the Mishnah says, Misha Nigma Dinoi, a case where Beltin gave a verdict that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. Whatever the case was, Beltin gave the Gemar Din that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. Ubarach, now Reuven runs away from this Beltin. Ubarlefne Yaisa Beltin, then a month later he returns again to this Beltin. So the lechu is ain't certain of dinay. We do not say, listen, a month passed by. Maybe let's think over the psak. Maybe we're wrong. No, we do not retract our psak. We do not go over it, but we can still go on to kill him. Komokim shiyan dushlayim. Any times two Adim stand up, the yomer they say like this. Me din ono dish plony. We could say edus upon such a person shenigma dinay that person Reuven had a gemar din, had a verdict, but doesn't show plony. In a dozen in New York, or plenty Adif, and so were the Adim there in New York, and now we're here in L.A., if I raise the Yehorek, in such a case, we will kill them. We will kill Reuven. In other words, we do not retract the Psak. So here it's the spirit of the ratio to the Sefer. The ratio is mashma, even in the same dozen, we do not retract the Psak. And here it's mashma the case only because they went to a different dozen that we do not retract. Well, the master, if you come back to the same Bezdin, maybe they would retract. So we'll see in the Gemara. Sanhedrin Heges Beorets Ubuchutzlaretz. Sanhedrin has to be in Eretz Yisrael, and even in the Chutzlaretz, there's a chiyah for the Jews to make a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Heges Echad Bashrua. If a Sanhedrin kills somebody once in 7 years, Nikras Chavlanis. It's called a butcher house, a murder house. And there's this Bezdin. Well, they didn't kill that often. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Omer, Big Chiddush, Echad Shivim Shana. If Bezdin had somebody killed once in 70 years, they're also called the Chavlanas, a butcher house. No, once in 7 years. A Shemitah, once in 7 years. Rabbi Tarfim, Rabbi Kiva Omer, they said, listen, Ilu Hayinu the Sanhedrin, if we would have been part of the Sanhedrin, Lainerag Adam Yoram, nobody would have ever been killed. The Gemara explains, well, since they would ask such difficult questions that the Adim just cannot answer. So we would possibly the Adim, we would never kill anybody. And Shimon Megamir says back, no. Avhein Marvin Shoyf Chedem and B'Yisrael, that's not a good reasoning. You should have capital punishment. You'll only be Marvin Shoyf Chedem and B'Yisrael. If you do not kill a murderer, he'll only end up killing more people. So that's no good. If a person deserves to be killed, he should be killed. Now the Mishnah says, the Diyak is a spirit of the Mishnah. It first starts off to say, the ratio is master only because the verdict, the person came back to the same Bezdin. Therefore, Bezdin does not retract and go over. If he would have went to a different Bezdin, then he would retract the Psak, or at least think it over again and work it over to see if it's really true or not. And then, Hatani Sefer was the Sefer, the Mishnah, next place the Mishnah says, Kol Mokram, Mashmeli place, even a different Bezdin. Kol Mokram, Shiyam Du Shnayim, two people get up, two Adim come to Bezdin, a new Bezdin. The Yomer, they say, Me, the non-English fish, Pliny, Shanig, Madinu, Bezdin, Pliny, we were there in the Bezdin of New York, when the Beis Din there in New York gave a gemadin upon Reuven, that is chayiv misa. Oh, plenty, plenty edim, and so were the edim there. So our Mishnah says, I raise an Erev. So we continue, we do that, the verdict, and we kill him here. So you see, even in a different Beis Din, we are not Seisar of Imei. So why does the Mishnah say in the ratio, only because he came back to the same Beis Din? So Rabbi Abai answers like this, Rei Kashin, there's no steer here. Kan be'Eretz Yisrael, kan be'Chutz La'aretz. There's a difference whether you're coming now into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, or whether you're still in Chutz La'aretz. And it's like this. The time you run like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Doista Yayma Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Borach me'Eretz le'Chutz La'aretz. If the first Pesach Din was in Eretz Yisrael, and now Reuven the Nidun ran out to Chutz La'aretz. And here in Chutz La'aretz we catch him, so ain't certain of Dinay. The Beis Din in New York in America does not go over the Pesach again. It was first the Pesach given from Eretz Yisrael. That's good enough, and you have to carry out the verdict. But what's going to be? Mechutz La'aretz Li'aretz, if somebody had his Gemara Din here in L.A., and then he ran to Eretz Yisrael. And now in Eretz Yisrael they catch him, and they bring him to Beis Din there in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha is Seisin Es Dinay. Then we do retract the Pesach all over the Pesach. Why? Because Mechutz La'aretz Yisrael. Maybe the fact now in Eretz Yisrael will find the Schusim, there's something special here. There's a Schus of Eretz Yisrael, that will save him maybe. So therefore we have to review the Pesach and have a new Torah v'nitim to see if he really deserves the Mitzvah or not. So that's the Reish and the Mishnah. The Reish and the Mishnah is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, it's only the same Beis Din. But if it would have come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, it would be different. And the Sefer is talking about the opposite way, that he's ending up now in Chutz La'aretz, then we always stay with the same Pesach. Sanhedrin Hegis is in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Here in America we have to have a Sanhedrin also. We know in Emilia, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanim wrote in the Braisa, for hoyu eila lochem lechukas mishpat l'doi v'seichem. So Sanhedrin Mashpat for all generations, wherever you are, wherever you live. L'madnu l'Sanhedrin sh'nehegis boretz uber Chutz La'aretz. So they will learn out that there should be a Sanhedrin even in Chutz La'aretz. In Cain and so, Ma Talmud Lema Bisharecha, it says something special about the Bisharecha in your gates. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a special chiyuv to have a Sanhedrin. Rashi says, Shoftim v'shoftrim titein l'cho, Bisharecha, l'cho is mashma for you. In Eretz Yisrael, there's something special. So Dash like this, yes, Bisharecha in Eretz Yisrael, Ata Moshev Botedinim, v'cho plach, v'plach, v'cho li of a year. Every city and every suburb has to have their own Sanhedrin. Or the Chutz La'aretz, to Moshe b'chol plach aplach, and every big city needs its own. Every state needs its own Beis Din. But the to Moshe b'chol year could be in every small suburb. Every whatever year means a year against the plach. The plach is the state and the city and the year of the cities. Each city does not need its own Sanhedrin. So there is a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, you need more Beis Dins than we have here in Chutz La'aretz. Then the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin HaRegis, if it kills once in 7 years or once in 70 years. Iboilihu, achas l'shivim shona nikras chavlanim, doesn't mean even once in 70 years it's called a chavlanim, a butcher house. Or duma maybe no, or cha'al yehi, that's normal. It's just meant to say once in 70 is normal. More than once in 70 meant to say it's a chavlanim. That's a teiko, that's a question. I mean, it's pretty hard to say like, you know, once in 70 is called a chavlanim. So meant to say maybe once in 70 is normal. Just more, if you have twice in 70 years, that's already called a Beis Chavlonis. So that's a take-off.
Wouldn't they just be carrying out the
halakha? Right. It's a good question exactly. What you asked about what the Gemara means here. The Gemara says, if it happens, it happens. What's wrong with the Beis Din? Is it their fault that somebody did a chet? If the person did the chet, he deserves to be killed, he should be killed. Right. Could mean the schus, right. The schus of the pity, the schus of tzaddikim should have saved that person, or he stopped him from doing the avera. So they did not stop him. There's something wrong with these people, with the gedolim, with the Sanhedrin. That they themselves are causing people to be killed. Right. We have taught from Rabbi Akiva Oimrim. Inu ha'inu sham. They said if we would have been in the Beis Din, then nobody would ever be killed. Why not? Heichi yavi avdi. How would they do? What kind of questions would they ask the Eidim? So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, the Amos of Rabbi, they both said, Re'isem treifa horag, shalom horag. Listen, you saw the way Reuven killed Shimon. Do you know, was Shimon a treifa or not? Like if Shimon was a treifa anyway, So Reuven is not chayiv miso. So can you answer that? There are 18 traits in a person. Did he have a hole in his lungs? Did he have a hole in his head, in his brain, a hole in different places of the body? How do you know that? If you can't say for sure that the Shim, the person that was killed, was a Shalom, not a Treifim, so you can't kill him, you can't kill the Eidim, you can't kill Reuven. Rashi adds to this, Im Tim Tzalayim is Shalom heavy, even if the two Eidim now are surgeons, and they just made an operation upon Shimon last week, and they saw the way Shimon is perfect, nothing wrong with him, he's a perfect soul. But still, Duma may be the muck, or maybe even maybe they make an autopsy now. They check him out now better and find out that he's shalom. But still, Duma may be the muckum sayif nekev heavy. What's going to be the case where Reuven now stabbed Shimon? Maybe in the place where he stabbed him, he had a hole there before. He had a hole in his lung. Just you can't tell it now with the autopsy because that's where the sword went through. So you can't answer these questions. So therefore, he was not samech on rave. We are Samech on Rav. There's a cloud. Rove people are not Treifus. So as long as we don't see anything wrong with him, we'll say most probably he's not a Treifum. He was not Samech on Rav. Therefore, he said he did not use these Eidim. Now, that's the question. The Boyalessa Ervo, Hechi Aviavdi, what's going to be if you see a person living with an Ervo? You see a man living with an Ashish Ish, with somebody else's wife? So he's Chayiv Misa. What kind of questions could you ask over there? Even if she's not a treifa, even if she's a treifa, still you'd be chayiv mis in such a case. So my answer is, Abayiv Rova Yarmi Tavayu. The question that they would ask, Rabbi Kiva, Rav Tarfon and Rav Kiva would ask the Eidim, Re'isem Kimok Kimachochol Bishwaferis. Did you see the actual action of Zlus? That's the Moshe Mechol means like a paintbrush, Bishwaferis, Yishwaferis is the pipe, the Mechol in the glass. In other words, did you see the pipe go into the glass? Did you see his actual aver going into the lady? Did you see the actual action that you can't see? The lying one on top of another that you can't see? So since you can't see the actual action of the aver going into the lady, you will not be chadanadim. That's what they held. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, like we hold, Heichi daini, how do we have a pasuk in the chiyuv misa for znus? The Eidim can't see the action of the aver actually going into the lady. So my answer is, Kishmuel, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says it's enough, the Menafim, that means Mishiru Kimenafim. If the man sees the man and the Eidim sees the man and lady undressed together, lying one on top of another, that's an umdenah for sure that the heavens know. Still, the Rashi says, Mishayinogu in Yenil, Shesheichvim Bekirav Basar, they're just lying together. For Noigin Kedera Tashmus, they're on top of one another, the way you are when you live together, that's enough to say that they are living together, that his Aver went into her, and therefore it's enough to be Mechayev de Misa. We hold you don't have to see the actual action. But Reb Tafra and Reb Kiva, they held no, that they did not have to see the actual action, which you cannot see it, so he never had anybody killed. Hadra Lechla Ketzeraydin. That person is called a dead person, right, it's called Gavra Ketila, and if you kill a Gavra Ketila, you're part of Misa. Right. Now the Mishnah says, Elohein HaGolim, this is the klal, when do you go to Golis? We know, Ha'orig Nefesh B'Shkoga, if you kill somebody by mistake, B'Shegeg, so then the Oynash is, we send you to Golis, to your Niklet, and you stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. This prayer will learn about the lochas of Golis. Now the case is, B'Shkoga. Now, Ho'yemaga B'Magila, let's say you have the roofs, Rashi says in the Gemara's times, the roofs were flat, that's where they made them. And you know, if it rains on a flat roof, it's not so good. So on top of the roof, they used to put some cement, some tar, and make it slanty that the water would drip off. So they used to have a roller. Hoyumagabu Magila. He was using a roller that used to roll. He was standing on top and push it down, and then push it up. Now when he was doing the action of pushing the roller downwards, the nafla, and then the roller slipped and fell. Olo v'hor gosei, it fell upon somebody and killed him. This is a case that you would be chayav golus. The klal is it has to be derech yurida when you're doing an action of coming down. See, so when you're taking this roller and pushing it downwards, if then it slips and kills somebody, you're chayav golus. You're lowering down a barrel for naflolov and it slips out of your hand and falls upon somebody and kills the person. You're chayav golus. The person himself is coming down a ladder. And he slips when he's coming down. For not long and falls upon somebody who are ghosts and you kill the person. How raise the goyla? These are the cases that you do go to ghosts. Yes. What's going to be? you are pushing the roller back up towards you. You are doing an action of pulling it towards yourself. For nafalov, and then by mistake it fell, you're parted from golus. For agosai, or else, hoyedoyla b'chavis, you are lifting up a barrel. You're elevating the barrel. The nifsek achevel, and the strip, ripped. The rope broke, right? Snapped. The nafalov, and it fell down of agosai, killed somebody. Or else, hoyedoyla b'sulam, you were doing an action of going up a ladder. You were climbing.